Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Godrej Properties Q3 FY25 results conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kshitij Jain from Godrej Properties. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Godrej Properties Q3 FY25 results conference call. We have with us Mr. Firoz Shah Godrej, Executive Chairperson, Mr. Gaurav Pandey, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Rajendra Khetawat, CFO of the company. Before we begin this call, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature. The forward-looking statements are based on future expectations and may involve risks. The outcomes may differ materially from those suggested by such statements, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation. I would now like to invite Mr. Godrej to make his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Godrej Properties' third quarter financial year 2025 conference call. I'll begin by discussing the highlights of the quarter, and we then look forward to taking your questions and suggestions. Calendar year 2024 was a record-breaking year for Godrej Properties. Booking value reached ₹28,800 crore, a year-on-year growth of 69%, and this was achieved through the sale of 26.38 million square feet of area, a volume growth of 54%. This is the highest ever booking value and volume achieved by any listed real estate developer in India in a calendar year. Collections and operating cash flow were ₹14,779 crore, a year-on-year growth of 40%, and ₹6,043 crore, a year-on-year growth of 52%, respectively. We delivered projects aggregating 18 million square feet across seven cities during the calendar year. Furthermore, we replenished even more than what we sold by adding 16 new projects with an estimated saleable area of 29.1 million square feet and expected booking value of ₹36,250 crore. Our earnings were also the highest ever, with net profits of ₹1,489 crore, a year-on-year growth of 124%. Towards the end of the year, we raised ₹6,000 crore of equity for growth capital through the largest ever QIP by a real estate company in India. As a result, our net debt to equity ratio has improved to 0.23 from 0.72 at the start of the calendar year. Booking value in the 9 months of the current financial year grew 48% to ₹19,281 crore from the sale of 18.2 million square feet of area, a volume growth of 54%. This is the highest ever 9 month booking value and area sold achieved by Godrej Properties or any Indian real estate developer. GPL has now achieved 71% of its annual guidance for booking value for FY25, so we remain confident of meeting and exceeding our guidance for the year. The Mumbai region has seen very sharp growth this year, with total sales of 5,155 crore, a year-on-year growth of 104%. For the third quarter, our booking value was 5,446 crore from the sale of a little over 4 million square feet of area, a decline of 5% year-on-year in booking value and a growth of 5% quarter-on-quarter. GPL achieved a booking value of more than ₹5,000 crore, even though a couple of new project launches, including Godrej Madison Avenue in our new launch in Hyderabad, which is currently underway, and Godrej Riverine in Sector 44 in Noida, which is also currently underway, but both of these have been planned for quarter three and ended up being launched in the early part of quarter four instead. This is the sixth consecutive quarter in which Godrej Properties has delivered more than ₹5,000 crore of booking value. And for the first time in Indian real estate, we were able to deliver 500 crore plus launches in five separate cities in all parts of the country, with launches of over 500 crore in value in the west in Mumbai and Pune, in the north in Gurgaon, in the south in Bangalore, and in the east in Kolkata. GPL also achieved its highest ever 9 month collections and operating cash flow of ₹10,086 crore a year-on-year growth of 50%, and rupees 3,436 crore, a year-on-year growth of 99%, respectively. Collections and operating cash flow in the third quarter were rupees 3,069 crore and rupees 615 crore, respectively. From a business development perspective, I'm happy to announce that Godrej Properties has added 12 new projects in the year to date, with a total estimated saleable area of approximately 16.9 million square feet and total estimated booking value potential of rupees 23,450 crore as against our annual guidance of rupees 20,000 crore. This included four new projects with an estimated saleable area of 5.9 million square feet and expected booking value of rupees 10,800 crore added in the third quarter. GPL delivered projects aggregating 2.6 million square feet in two cities in the third quarter, taking the year-to-date total to 11.9 million square feet of deliveries. The slightly lower deliveries in the third quarter were part of the reason that cash flows for the quarter saw a quarter-on-quarter decline, but we have a lot of deliveries and other construction milestones planned in the fourth quarter and expect to see a sharp growth in both collections and operating cash flow in the current quarter. For the third quarter, our total income increased by 133% to rupees 1,222 crore. EBITDA increased by 85% to rupees 280 crore, and net profit increased by 161% to rupees 163 crore. For the 9 months, our total income increased by 74% to rupees 4,203 crore. EBITDA increased by 144% to rupees 1,336 crore, and net profit increased by 301% to rupees 1,018 crore. We hope to build on this momentum through the launch of a large number of exciting new projects combined with strong sustained sales. We also expect to deliver a record year from the point of view of cash flows and earnings. On that note, I conclude my remarks. Thank you again for joining us on this call. We'd now be happy to discuss your questions, comments, or suggestions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. My first question is, if you can share your thoughts about the sustained sales momentum. A lot of your sales are also driven by launches. How should one think about the fair number of sustaining sales on a quarterly basis?
Thanks, Puneet. I think, we've seen pretty strong track record of consistent sales. As I mentioned in my remarks, last quarter was the sixth consecutive quarter we've been able to sell over 5,000 crore worth of inventory. I think that's an industry record. Similarly, we sold sales of over 500 crore across five cities in all parts of the country. So we do see this sales growth as being quite sustainable. We've done, ahead of our business development targets for the year already, lining up a good launch portfolio for the next couple of years. So I don't see currently any challenge in maintaining the kind of strong sales we've seen over the last couple of years.
My question is in context of your guidance, where, to meet your full year guidance, you need to do about 7,700 crores of pre-sales, and the balanced unlaunched value of your inventory is also somewhere slightly shy of 7,000 crores. How confident are you of meeting your guidance here? And you'd need a decent amount of sustained sales to run you through. Isn't it? Or
I'm missing something? Pretty confident, if you look at kind of the track record of the company over the last year, Q4 does tend to be a pretty strong quarter with, you know, a larger percentage of full annual sales than is required this year to meet our guidance. We will, of course, need good sustenance sales, and we're seeing strong sustenance sales, but we actually have a very strong launch portfolio as well for the fourth quarter. So we've already in process of launching our projects, our first project in Hyderabad, which is going very well so far. We're launching a new project in Noida, which again, early signs are very positive. We have additional launches planned in Bangalore, Pune, Mumbai, another launch in Gurgaon. So, you know, I think the launch calendar itself is very robust, but we do have also, given the last number of launches last quarter, a healthy amount of sustenance inventory. So we're extremely confident of meeting our full year guidance.
And just to add on to that, you know, we've already crossed last full year sustenance figures as already. In fact, the year-on-year growth is about 40%. So the launch numbers are the ones that will drive. Sustenance anyway is going on the right trajectory. With the two launches that slip from quarter three to quarter four will give us the fill-up to, you know, to strengthen the quarter four numbers. But sustenance actually quite going rock solid.
Yeah, okay. So should one also think that your launch number for full year will be higher than what you guided maybe start of 25?
Yeah.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you so much. And secondly, if you can also talk about what you are seeing in terms of, you know, progress on your Bangalore side. So Bangalore market has picked up this time. How are you seeing, you know, your market share growing there?
I think we've been very happy with the growth in Bangalore. If you look at it, you know, I think last year as we look back, while we were extremely happy with the overall sales performance growth of 84% and hitting a total of 22,500 crore booking value, I think where we felt we could have done even better is that perhaps last year's sales were a little over-reliant on NCR with almost a 45% contribution from that market last year. One of the goals for this year, in addition to strong overall growth, was to see a better balance amongst the different regions we're in. So if you look at our sales both in Bangalore, which have grown, our 9-month numbers, in fact, are double our full year numbers of last year. And Mumbai has also for the first three quarters grown at 100%. So I think both of those markets have seen very strong growth. And we've had a much more balanced sales of performance this year across our top three markets. And we're hoping to also see the Pune market contribute more over these next few quarters. And, you know, I think with Hyderabad being our new market entry, we're quite hopeful this quarter we'll see very strong, strong kind of initial outcomes there. One project, as I said, is already in the market. We're hoping to get the final approval for the second one and launch that one next month as well.
Nice.
And if we're able to do that, I think that would be an excellent entry into the Hyderabad market also.
Understood. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon and thanks for taking my question. First is, you know, on the launches for Q4, you briefly highlighted some of them. Any broad number, you know, in terms of the total revenue potential that you are expecting to launch this quarter, including, you know, the couple of launches which are already in process?
Thanks, Pritesh. Pritesh, just to give you a sort of insight into our Q4 launch calendar, and subject to, of course, some of these are in approval stages, but some head start like Sector 44 Noida, which is the central CBD market of Noida, we will have a hopefully a big blockbuster launch over there. This is going to be a very meaningful launch for North portfolio. Then we have a launch coming in the central CBD micro market of Gurgaon Golf Course Road, which is going to hit the market against the Sector 54. Coming down to south, apart from Pirusha, what you just talked about, Hyderabad launches, we have something in fairly advanced stage of approvals in sector. This is like the northern part of Bangalore. We have like 66 acres of land. A large portion of that we intend to launch within the quarter. And that is again going to be a very significant, you know, number. For the Pune market per se, we have, you know, a launch planned in Hinjewadi. As you would know, we launched a project just last quarter, which incidentally is now Pune's highest launch ever. So this is going to be very near to that micro market only in Hinjewadi itself. Quite excited about that launch. We hope to launch something in Indore as plotted development, something near Calcutta, the recent plotted acquisition we've done. And in Bombay, we have a series of activations and launches ranging from, you know, from reserve projects that we have to Carmichael, to Vashti, to Bhandup, a retail phase of that. So yeah, I mean, pretty large sort of launch calendar. Difficult to really say how much total, you know, inventory we would want to launch. It depends if, in case we realize that some approvals are getting delayed, we might open more inventory and vice versa. But fair to say that the guidance that we've given to you, we should be more or less able to beat that from the launch end itself.
Got it. Got it. That's helpful. Just on Mumbai, you know, Worli launch, will it happen this year or next year?
We're still hoping to get it done this year, but I think, you know, the reason we haven't mentioned that as one of the launches is there is some uncertainty on final approval time, very advanced stage of approval. So we're still hopeful we'll get the approval, but then, you know, you get the approval also if it becomes starts getting to March, when you get the approval, we may choose to launch it next year so that we have, you know, a few weeks to get the launch fully planned and prepared. So it's a bit of a 50-50 right now whether that gets launched this year or next. But
sure.
I think it's either end of this quarter or first quarter next year.
Sure. Got it. And just on the launch strategy of late, you know, I'm seeing we are giving little more time to the launches. You know, any specific, you know, strategy in place, or probably we are just taking, you know, considering where we are in the market right now, we are taking a little bit more time to generate as much, you know, EOIs for the project, and hence a little bit, you know, more time for launches, or you know, I'm. You can guide me on, you know, where I'm, what my thought process is. Yeah.
Yeah, essentially what happened in quarter three, we had two launches planned within the quarter. In fact, we did get the approval, but it was almost towards the quarter end. And, you know, there is this, you know, period where buyers don't feel like buying in these two geographies. So we took an informed call that, you know, after Makar Sankranti is when the good days for buying properties would start. So we could actually frankly push that at least one of those launches within the quarter. But, you know, these are very tangible numbers, whether it's the Noida launch or the Hyderabad launch, and eventually not really playing a quarter game, playing more of a long-term game. But, yes, that's the main reason behind the recent movement between the quarters. Otherwise, it is pretty much straightforward that wherever we feel there is demand. That being said, the only thing I'll say is that there is some amount of price calibration we started wanting for ourselves. So now the fact that we have sold a lot of inventory in some micro-markets, our residual inventory or the launch also is not like very, very massive to our total inventory size. So sometimes there is a temptation to improve profit margin and calibrate the opportunity. So yes, we do once in a while would see that, but that's very tactical adjustment, nothing really strategic in that sense.
Got it. And one last, you know, and then I'll go on to the follow-up. But for NCR, I mean, we have a flattish 9 months. You know, obviously last year was, you know, pretty strong. And considering that now we are more into luxury side of or premium side of launches in that market, do you think that market from contribution perspective has peaked out for us and might even be lower next year, considering we don't have any volume projects there like we used to have in general? So your thoughts on NCR market?
That is a good question, but If I were to put it this way, you know, the reason why you saw 9 months reasonably flattish for NCR is also some of the launch days, like Sector 44, had that happened in quarter three itself, the numbers would have looked from a 9 month performance perspective fairly different. And if you go down to the cities like Gurgaon, you know, there are demand and pricing opportunities available on both sides of the spectrum of the market. Yes, premium also is doing very well, and luxury is also doing very well. That being said, do I see that, you know, we will have multiple 3,000 crore kind of launches depend upon the BD portfolio. So if you see what we've done in Gurgaon specifically, we've built a very strong portfolio on the Golf Course Road. And on the Noida side, we've got something Sector 44 phase of which we launch now and maybe the next phase next year. And then we have Greater Noida Parcel. So I think the volume game most likely will be Noida portfolio. And the value accretive game would accretive plus volume growth will be in golf course world. So yes, I think fair to say that we'll maintain and grow over and above whatever we'll deliver this year. But yes, the exponential growth of 50%, 100% that we're noticing is also in other markets also a bit of a catch-up game to NCR, right? Because that is already doing 10,000 crore last year. Bangalore, for example, doing 2,500 crore. So of course, there will be percentage-wise very significant jump we would want other markets to do. But that being said, it doesn't mean that we would not like to grow our NCR portfolio. But yes, the percentage of growth will be different.
Got it. That's very helpful. That's it from my side for now and all the rest. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Praveen Chaudhary from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Thanks so much. Good evening, Pirosha. Good evening, Kaurav and Rajendra. Congratulations on very strong pre-sales this quarter. I have just one question. Are you seeing any areas, geographies, or segments where the demand is looking weaker than, let's say, 6 months ago? And how are you countering that? And the related question is also the land banking that you have done in the last 6 months and the assumption that you may have for the margin. Do you think that margin will come under pressure if demand is weaker? Thank you.
Thanks, Ravi. I think we're continuing to see very strong markets, frankly. As I mentioned earlier, we've seen 500 crore plus launches across five cities in all parts of the country. We've seen, you know, six consecutive quarter, 5,000 crore plus sales. I think these are all indications to us that markets remain strong. We've also, you know, been looking at pricing. So these are strong sales at attractive price points above what we underwrote. So, you know, in that sense, margins should expand as a result of these. That said, I think, there was perhaps some level of euphoria in some markets 6-12 months ago that's perhaps calmed down a little bit. I think the markets continue to do very well, but perhaps not to the same degree of, frothiness that perhaps some of the markets would be. But as of now, nothing we're seeing concerns us that fundamentally demand is weakening and there's anything to be overly concerned about. We like that we're also very well distributed nationally and also across various micro markets within the cities we operate in, so we're not overly concentrated on any one geography or any one micro market, which will allow us, we think, to continue to show growth even if some individual markets slow down a little. So as of now, I think we think things remain healthy. We've, of course, taken note of kind of the overall economic slowdown in India over the last few months and some of the global uncertainty that's still unfolding. But we think the government's taking the right steps. We think the budget was a positive move. We're quite hopeful that there will be an interest rate cut later this week. All of this, we think, will aid sentiment, and this is ultimately a sector that's quite driven by sentiment, so we'll keep an eye on all of this. But as of now, we think we remain in a very positive overall market condition.
That's very reassuring. Thank you very much. If I have just one follow-up on collections, your year-to-date or calendar year collection and operating cash flow has been strong, but just looking at the December quarter, we saw some softness. It could be just temporary. Just wanted to understand if there was any factors affecting that and the fact that next year it will come back strongly. Can you talk about that?
Nothing too important here, Praveen. I think we expect a very, very strong Q4. I think it was a little bit low number of deliveries. We only had a couple million square feet of deliveries off that. One of the commercial projects was, no collection. So it tends to be a little bit lumpy linked to deliveries, which we will see quite a few of in the fourth quarter. I think the quarterly number was a little low, but you'll see very strong full-year growth and I think very strong growth in the fourth quarter as well.
And probably because of NGT bans, as you would be aware in NCR, some of the billing milestones had moved from quarter three to quarter four. So as we speak from a period of time right now, some of these are hitting. So yeah, so some of this is more of a catch-up because of the NGT ban that typically NCRC is in Q3.
Very clear, Gaurav. Thank you. And thanks, Pirosha. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Abhinav Sinha from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Hi. So a couple of questions. So firstly, given where we are on the BD side for the year, so how do you expect this unfolding in the next, say, one or two quarters, and where do we expect the net gearing to be?
You're referring to, I mean, a BD strategy. Is that a question?
That's right. BD and the corresponding net debt in the next few quarters.
I think, there are two guiding principles that we've kind of set for ourselves, right? One is that we want to have very robust risk management, which is why we did QIP to manage growth and risk very well. So we would like to have a upper cap of about 10,000 crores of net DE, net debt, and currently our gearing is about 0.23. So we have a significant headroom to play the capital in terms of right opportunities. But also at the same time, you have to balance opportunities from potential of future. One is delivery of current, but you're also kind of predicting the market for the next 1 to 2 years. So there are certain cities and certain micro markets. Within those cities, we are more bullish upon. And, you know, we will be more analytical driven in our decision making than deployment pressure driven. And to be very fair, if you see, generally, Godrej property strategy has been very irrespective of capital availability. We've gone very aggressive in a quarter and taken pause for 1 or 2 quarters if we don't find the deals right. So fair to say that you will see a lot of growth and a lot of acquisitions in the next few quarters, but they can be lumpy in terms of when we feel the micro market is presenting the right opportunity to the right valuation. So yeah, you'll see a lot of action on BD, but again, very calibrated, very specific to need base, and within a particular guidance and framework that we set for ourselves in terms of risk management.
Right. And, Gaurav, from a portfolio basis, we are now fairly premium as compared to, say, 2 years back. But do you see this ratio sustaining here, or, you know, let's say, head further more on the premium ladder?
See, you're looking from growth point potential of the top line. Is that your question?
So, let's say, how do you plan your ticket sizes? Do you want to do more of large 3-4 bedrooms?
But I think there is a combination. So let me take a step back. What is the market? Which part of the market will always see very strong demand, agnostic to a cycle, would always be, you know, ticket size, which is between 1 to 5 crores, you know, depending on which city we pick up. That's always a market that operates agnostic to a cycle. The thing is that when the cycles are in mid-stage to slightly early part of late stage, consumers always have very aspirational demand. So it's not really just a ticket size game. It is, you know, product aspiration that most buyers have. Today, if you see, because of the economic growth and what we are seeing in terms of our own sales ratio, we are seeing very strong demand in the premium segment and to some extent even in the luxury segment. But yes, 2 to 3 years from today, there will be, of course, an opportunity to reconfigure your product. So in certain cities, you may want to reduce the sizes. And in certain cities, you may want to, or certain micro markets, you may want to maintain your sizes. Like if I give an example today, you know, the most talked about market from risk management point of view is Gurgaon, right? But if you see Gurgaon's sales performance, any project which has the right developer at the right size of the unit, when a size of the unit meaning minimum bedroom size is right, minimum balcony size is right, minimum kitchen size is right, are doing very well, even if the ticket size is higher. And then there are projects which are playing a sort of a relatively smaller product game are not necessarily as successful as that. So there is no generic principle. Abhinav, I know your question is coming mostly from the previous cycle when ticket sizes drive demand. I do think that will happen. But currently, if you ask me, it's very micro market specific. People are more conscious about product for the moment than ticket size alone. I think there will be ticket size sensitivity sooner than later. But I don't see that immediate concern. But yes, there are cities like Pune, for example, is extremely ticket size sensitive. Pune operates still the pre-COVID model that your price accuracy and ticket price accuracy is far more higher, you know, important. Bangalore used to be like that, but has moved to more of aspirational product today.
Right. And Gaurav, one final question. So I think you partly answered this, but broadly, on Gulf Coast Road, we have, I think, north of 10,000 crores worth of inventory with us. So how does this, you know, you see this annually being sold down? Are you going to have, like, let's say, all four projects launched by, say, middle of next year or something?
See, the good thing about the inventory that we've added is like the, you know, the cream de la cream inventory, because that, from a portfolio point of view, this is not even 10% of, say, our portfolio, you know, at a company level. So there is no pressure to sell them fast, right? These are opportunities which will create the maximum profit margin for us. So we would like to take every one project at a time, but not have that pressure to sell fast. We would rather focus on margin expansion and quality of stay. You know, just looking at Miraya as an example, there were a series of, say, bookings which we didn't want to log in because we had very high control threshold from quality of sale point of view. So I think Gulf Coast Road, till the time we are very much focused on ensuring that customers that are coming are largely end users and we are able to build extremely good products, I think these will consistently sell well. That being said, there is no reason if we see great demand and everybody being end user, we cannot sell more. But it's not driven with the pressure to, you know, exit fast. Because our portfolio level point of view, this is not a very significant inventory, but very profitable inventory.
Right. Thanks and all the best to the team.
Thanks, Amir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Piroj and Gaurav. Congratulations on a great quarter. My first question is that for the year 9 months and for this third quarter, what has been the contribution from the new launches to the pre-sales?
New launches to pre-sales. Let us come back.
Okay. So the other question is that now, in terms of your sales, so are you seeing any elongation on the sales closer cycles for new launches? I mean, customer taking.
Not able to make out what you're saying. Could you just repeat that?
So just wanted some data point. At your sites when you are launching new projects, are you seeing any trend where the closure cycle is elongating or taking more time for deals to get close? Well, over the last few quarters, aren't
you? Good responses almost across the board. I do think in more premium malls, the higher up you go the value chain in terms of price point, of course, the slightly longer decision-making take. So I think in some of the luxury projects, we would expect that, closure time frames would move up a little bit. But other than that, I think we're seeing very strong continued response to launches.
Parikshit, to your question, new launches to pre-sale is like 70% for 9 months and 68% for the quarter.
So that was the other question was that now we have only 7,000 crores to be launched versus the guidance of 30,000 crores for the year as a whole, and we have a large number.
Keep in mind, we do keep buffers in our guidance given the uncertainty.
So I think
Gaurav and I highlighted earlier that the number of launches we have. So if the question is that, you know, do we have the launches to meet the guidance?
No, upsizing. I wanted to know how much on a conservative basis can we upsize this, I mean, for this quarter. I mean, you'd have already got some sense on, given that we have only 2 months left. So some reasonable visibility on launch and getting approval. So what could be the upsizing here? I mean, given that large quantum of the pre-sales is coming from new launches.
You know, I don't think we want to quantify that right now. We stick with the 30,000 crore of launch guidance. It will depend a little bit, as we say, you know, on some of these can be quite large movements, like are we able to launch the early project in March or does it slip to the April quarter. So, you know, I think we'll stick with the guidance for now, but we're certainly looking to do a large number of launches this quarter. The two that are already definitely happening in Hyderabad, Noida, and as you mentioned, in 5 or 6 other cities, we have opportunities that we're working at the final stages of approval.
Okay. And just on the embedded margin, if you can highlight what has been the number for the 9 months and for the third quarter.
Yeah, so we've indicated, you know, that we'd like to do this on an annual basis rather than a quarterly basis, but as of now, it's tracking similar to slightly above last year's numbers.
Okay. And just the last question on the approvals. I mean, we have seen a couple of projects getting approvals later in the quarter versus expectation. So in general, across your key markets, what has been now the trend on getting approvals? We have seen delays, especially in South in last quarter. But do you think that things are now improving and are on track for getting approvals on time?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're quite happy. If you look at the kind of average time to launch for the company, it's come down quite considerably over the last few years. While we said, of course, Hyderabad, we wanted to launch last quarter and slipped into this quarter, I think it's important to remember that, we only added the land parcel in Q4 of last year, so actually still a very well-timed launch and, you know, no real delays, and in fact, launched faster than we'd originally underwritten. So similarly, I think the teams have built very strong, you know, capabilities in terms of designing quickly, understanding the market, working with government departments to get approvals on a timely basis. So I'd say, you know, that wasn't a particular skill of the company a few years ago. I think we've gotten better at that, and now I think quite satisfied with the kind of time we're taking to launch projects. Of course, we always see in this industry there is a series of projects, maybe 10 or 20% of projects that get inordinately delayed for one or the other reason. We've seen that, you know, Worli, which we hope to launch in the next couple of months, had been delayed for many years. Ashok Vihar is another example. So particularly bigger projects, we've noticed tend to take a little bit longer in the approval timeline. But overall, I think in all parts of the country, including some of these new markets like Hyderabad, quite satisfied with the progress.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, Pirush. That answers my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Kunal Lakhan from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening. Thank you for taking my question. My questions are actually pertaining to NCR market. Considering your launch Miraya, right, we've sold about 25% odd. In this quarter, you know, this is, do you see any slowdown there? Because, you know, until last year, we were seeing projects getting sold out at launch. And again, the related question is, since we are doubling down on the Golf Course Road in terms of project acquisition also, do you see that as a concern considering the prices there have, like, you know, gone up, like, you know, 100% or 150% in the last 4-5 years, and we, you know, essentially we are buying land there now? At current prices, so do you see that as a concern, considering, like, you know, the sales velocity in the micro market kind of slowing down versus, you know, are we doubling down on the market in terms of acquisitions?
Thanks, Kunal. This is a wonderful question. Actually, you know, every market you tend to have a different long-term strategy. Like I was mentioning some time back, you know, for us, Golf Course Road is a pure margin expansion play. So we have a lot of inventory in Gurgaon, which is more about, you know, asset turnover play. This is more of a pure margin play. And idea was from the first launch itself is to establish profit expansion higher than the underwriting margins we have done for the last acquisition also. So just give you some interesting data point. From this first launch, like you rightly said, say about 25% that we've sold, the profit that we had underwritten in the project, we have more or less done more than half of that underwriting. Now, try and imagine that with the 75% inventory, and, you know, riding through a good product, because it's a very end-user product if you've kind of seen Miraya as a product, large room size and all, we feel there's a lot of opportunity to create value. And theoretically, if you sell, okay, this is more academic for that matter, 50% of the inventory, whatever you underwritten as profit, you've already logged in. So there is no risk per se after that. But we're also trying to establish a margin profile and the pricing for a future inventory that we will sell. Which idea is, again, to do profit expansion. So, you know, this is a different product market play that we are trying to do in our portfolio. You know, there are some players in the competition in India, not talking about, not actually NCR, who do necessarily only this, you know, margin expansion play. We had kind of defined that in our, you know, large scheme of things, which are one or two markets we can do this kind of a strategy. It's been working very well for us. So, I'm not really worried about it. I'm not really targeting a booking value play from Golf Course Road projects. I'm looking more from a value accretive and strong margin profile kind of play.
Sure. Thank you for that response. Just to follow up on that, in terms of, like, see, if you look at the overall, the whole golf course road as well as golf course extension, I know they don't compete with each other, but still, like, you know, in terms of, like, the overall micro market, right, the kind of supply that is expected from, say, the top 8 to 10 developers, right, almost each of them planning to launch, like, 400, 500 unit projects in the next 6 to 9 months, so close to like 4,000, 5,000 units costing, say, 7-8 crore plus. That's a huge supply in that kind of ticket size, right? So would you be worried in terms of, like, you know, oversupply situation in that particular ticket size over the next, you know, 1 year, 2 years or so?
Sure. I think the customer segments are totally different. You know, if I have to give you some amount of cases to that, and also Extension Road is a great micro market. We have a project practically more or less sold out by the neighbor aristocrat, but Extension micro market is mostly either for people who are first time home buyers or who are upgrading for micro markets, such as Sona Road or an SPR or a new Gurgaon market with wealth creation they are looking at buying. And while there is supply coming up and we don't really have frankly any large project available in that micro market, it is not at all concerning for the moment for that micro market. But golf course road is frankly quite the opposite. If you see old projects of, you know, golf course road which have been completed and delivered 3-5 years back, they are currently commanding even higher premium to what we are selling, to be very frank. I mean, Miraya, we've upped the game from a pricing point of view, margin point of view, but there are many delivered products which are like 15-20% higher to that, without going to specifics of it. So this is more of a customer who has, you know, got into a wealth income of say 1-2 crores per annum of salary, I'm talking minimum, and has either a very stable job or like a CXO, or has a very tangible business, and there are sort of ticket size orbits that they have. So you have a 10-20 crore kind of a game, then you have a 20-50 crore kind of a game, and then, you know, the latest launch of DLF is a ultra luxury, which is like 70-80 and above. So there are certain customers who are upgrading their lifestyle from golf courses who look to buy these products, and they're very refined customers. They don't necessarily look at property cycles. They are more product focused. So I think different segments, different cycles, and to just make it academically even more difficult, you know, just to play out a scenario that what if, and these are just scenario planning, you have a excess supply issue in Extension Road and you have price correction, and just extrapolating, would you see an impact in golf course work? Probably not at all. Because if you see, even in the previous cycles across, you know, most markets, markets which are aspirational and have extreme lack of land availability, they have a very different consumer base. Like in Bombay's case, if there is a customer for Carmichael, will always be a customer for Carmichael. He or she will not necessarily buy if the property market is low or high, right? He or she may not necessarily buy a product in, say, a Worli or Lower Parel. He or she would definitely want to buy a product only in Carmichael. Something similar. That golf course road is the most aspirational market for anyone staying in NCR, let alone just Gurgaon. So the migration for people looking from Delhi to Gurgaon or from golf course road to golf course road. And what we've tried is for ourselves, is Kunal just being in the sweet spot, that our lower ticket size product is the, say, slightly higher ticket size of an Extension Road, and our max ticket size is lower than, say, a very luxurious completed product of that micro market. So it's a very sweet spot we're trying to play to hedge any risk.
Interesting. Thanks. Thanks so much, Gaurav, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Rahul Jain from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to check on your strategy in terms of, you know, outside the Tier 1 markets. I mean, you have already acquired 2 land parcels in Indore. Just want to understand, you know, what are the factors that you consider before entering a Tier 2 market, essentially? And are there any other Tier 2 markets that you're considering to enter? Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Ron. We've distributed our acquisition strategy across plotted development projects and group housing projects, and we're keeping it quite distinct. So for group housing, which is the vast majority of our business, we are focused only on the larger cities. Our four core markets are Mumbai, NCR, Bangalore, and Pune. We've recently recently decided to enter the Hyderabad market, and that will be an important focus going forward. And opportunistically, we've said we will look at markets where we've historically had projects. This is like Kolkata, Ahmedabad, perhaps Chennai. But that would be all from a group housing perspective in the near future. One of the ways that we will look to see which new cities make sense to look at for a group housing perspective is by entering the market through plotted development projects. And here we're open to doing projects in the top 20-30 cities in the country. We think plotted development standalone is a great opportunity with relatively low management bandwidth and quick turnaround time. But equally, it gives us an entry point into these markets, lets us start understanding how the markets are functioning, and will help, we believe, in crafting our group housing expansion strategy. But for now, from a group housing perspective, we remain focused on only the top few markets I mentioned.
Understood, sir. Very clear. And one more on the Worli launch. I mean, what is the ticket size that you are targeting?
I think final discussion on pricing, etc. We have a partner, that all of that is still underway. So let us please come back to you with that once we're ready with the launch and all the approval.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you. I hope we've been able to answer all your questions. If you have any further questions or would like any additional information, we'd be happy to be of assistance. On behalf of all of us, thank you once again for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Godrej Properties Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.